Are you ready to explore living life with greater ease, more joy, and doing what you love to do? Imagine That Coaching can help you discover possibilities, direct connect you to your personal passions. Visit www.dianesturner.com or call 847-824-6949. Imagine That Coaching, connecting person to passion. 847-824-6949. Toll free, 866-398-8877.
Diane Turner, how's everything in Chicago today?
Hello.
Good morning, Diane. How's everything in Chicago today?
Oh, it's a beautiful fall day. It's beginning of fall, and the weather is cooperating. It's gorgeous here.
Excellent. Well, I tell you, we've had 100 degrees here in Tucson, so send some of that cooler temperatures our way. Well, for those of our listening aren't familiar with Diane, she joins us once a month. Her coaching practice is called Imagine That Coaching. You can learn more about what she does at DianeSTurner.com. Of course, we had the great pleasure of watching her continued journey, having released a wonderful book called Heart Wisdom, which, interesting enough, of course, kind of a play on words. Our topic today is becoming the author of your own story, which Diane did in terms of publishing a book, which is part journal, memoir, and guiding others. So welcome again, Diane.
Thanks, Sarah. Nice to talk to you.
You bet. So the author of your own story.
Right. I was thinking about this because now I'm doing so many more speaking engagements and also doing a lot of writing and beginning to really crystallize, I think, some of the messages that came to me from writing this book, one of which was we all have a story, and we don't often think about it in that way, but in fact, so much of our lives is really dedicated to living out our story. And what I realized is that we can actually be more in charge of that rather than the story must, although that's clearly part of it. We also, it's definitely more interactive, where we can challenge those beliefs and those things, those practices and habits that shape who we are and the decisions that we make. So we have a personal narrative, and I thought today we could talk a little bit about what it means to really take ownership of that.
Well, the idea of a personal narrative, of course, that plays right on top of one of the assessment processes that I use, the System for Identifying Motivated Abilities, where I get people to step back and reflect and then write about their true sense of accomplishment, things they've done that came with relative ease and grace. And it's interesting, by they're just going through the process of then writing some questions against those stories, shifts them to another place. Let alone, I'm sure, if you're going to say, even write the story you'd like to live and how that might pull you in that direction.
Right. Well, and you know, in coaching, we're always encouraging people to acknowledge what their starting point is. So reflection is part of that. And of course, then taking the parts that you've reflected on and beginning to come to terms with what parts of that story still work for me, and what parts could I let go of? What could I actually release so that I'm not held back by my story, but rather have an opportunity to use the story that I have, to use my experiences, my successes, my failures, the things that I know about myself to be true, and allow that to move forward. So really claiming who we are, who we've been, and also who we would like to be.
And so really,
it's doing and being.
Doing and being, but also when you say reflecting on the aspects of our story, you're really challenging us to really step back and go after our beliefs and our practices and our habits. And I know you work a lot with your clients with that, and it's not always obvious what those are.
Right. Right.
So we kind of have to dig them out or unpack them or put different lights on them.
One of the things that I love in terms of working with clients, and what became obvious to me as I was writing Heart Wisdom and then subsequent to that have been teaching about what's inside, is that there are things that we say or things that come out of our mouths almost routinely, for instance. It could be just a belief that we have, or it could be some way that we respond to something. And what you will notice is that the things that hold us back are the things that create more struggle for us. So the things that are more easy, or filled, I should say, are the things that we really have more... It resonates more deeply, so there's more truth to it, and it's more current. So, for instance, if somebody is constantly telling themselves that they can't do something, or they've always failed at something, or that's not for me, or I'm not really good at that, we owe it to ourselves at different times in our lives to take a look at those statements and say, well, is that really a truth, or have I just been telling myself that for years and years and years? And maybe it's time to take another crack at it, or maybe it's time to let that belief go and see what would be in its place if I didn't ascribe to that anymore.
And so, you know, I know I've seen that constantly. I think that's part of our value that we can add as coaches, is when someone, you start hearing some of those things ooze through, and you say, do you mind if I slow you down a bit, and could I play back the tape? Did you realize you just said three times, I made a mistake when?
Right.
And did it ever dawn on you that actually that was a phenomenal learning experience? That wasn't a mistake now in hindsight, but rather it could open doors if you adopted a different attitude. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, for me, there's several different aspects of being the author of your own story, and we're kind of dancing around them a little bit, but if I may, one is the willingness to be vulnerable. So there can actually be this kind of unwinding that happens when you allow yourself to go into that place of unknown. So when you identify something that you've said, you're slowed down enough to really hear it, and you've allowed yourself to say, oh, well, I guess I did say that. So you're being accountable for what you're saying or for what your belief is. And then be willing to be vulnerable, be willing to allow yourself to say, well, you know, I'm not sure if that's still true, but I don't know what would be in its place. So there's an important part of authoring your own story that has to do with being in that unknown.
Exactly. I was going to say that's the key, is so many times people will stay in an uncomfortable place because at least it's known, and they envision
right.
that it would get worse if they weren't there.
That's exactly right. And so there is that desire to stay in that comfort zone. And what we both know, and what many people know who've experienced coaching and who've experienced growth on any, or challenge really on any level, is that you have to be willing to at least open yourself to the possibility that there's some things that you may not know, that you have yet to discover. Certainly when I sat down and I started writing, as you recall, I wasn't actually intending to write a book. It just kind of evolved after about a year, and then coming onto the show and saying, oh, I think I'm writing a book.
it also helped that you had someone who put her hand right between your shoulder blades and wouldn't let you back up, namely yours truly. So yeah, I'm big on that. Commit and go public, and then you have to surround yourself with people that won't let you back up.
Well, and so isn't that the part of this that has
yeah.
to do with accountability, that you are willing to kind of claim who you are and what you want moving forward, and then be accountable for that? Not necessarily locking yourself into a time frame or it has to be a certain way, but just saying, well, if I really want what I say I want, if that's really the direction I want to be moving in, or if that's really the life that I want, what is it that I'm doing, or how am I organizing myself in order to move me closer to that? So authoring your own story has a very strong component of this kind of self-accountability. And if you have people in your life who can witness that, it's helpful because they'll remind you, oh, I thought you said mm-hmm. you were going to, you know, and so you have to then keep going back to what's in my way. What is it that I'm doing or believing to be true that I'm not allowing myself to just let go of?
Well, I think the other piece of it is this idea, though, okay, being willing to be vulnerable and then holding yourself accountable. Part of what gets in people's way, though, is even if they do have what's the big next in front of them, it seems like so far away. And
right.
so instead, how can we make some smaller steps inch up to them, acknowledge, celebrate, and then move to the next.
Well, and that's true. Sometimes the jump to that end result is just too big. And so what you really have to do is be accountable for the smaller choices that you're making, for the feelings that you have around something much smaller, much more manageable. Because what happens is that if you hold yourself to a standard that then becomes overwhelming or really stimulates your fear, it's probably not going to happen. And then what can result is a lot of self-judgment, some shaming, a sense of not being good enough, and there
or see, I told you this wouldn't work, right? So
right,
you can get, you
exactly.
go back and prove to yourself that no, I shouldn't have even tried this, right?
Well, right, and so what ends up happening is that you just become reinforcing of your own belief system that keeps you in a more constrained place. And authoring your own story really ultimately is about expansion. It's about expanding who you are, what you believe to be true, what your experiences are, what your life looks like, and that varies from person to person depending on what their starting point is, what their desire is, what their willingness is to move forward, and really we all have our own rhythms. A lot of that has to do with fear, and as I've often said on the radio, and I talk about this in my workshops as well as in my book, fear regulates our rate of change. So the more fear we have, the slower things are going to move. And that's an important thing just to pay attention to, not to shame yourself about that, but just to pay attention to it.
Well, I think the other thing that you would say is that this is something that you can do and practice it every single day. So we are writing our stories every day, although every now and then you kind of want to break every now and then, like, okay, I can't look through another rough draft on this one, meaning the rough draft of me.
Well, right, and sometimes I experience that for myself, because we can become so self-focused and so consumed with the minutia of our stories that we kind of need to put that aside sometimes and just be in the story, just live it. And there's a lot of lessons to be learned from just living your story. So one of the exercises that I often will ask people to do or to try, and it's something that I write about in Heart Wisdom, is just to take a piece of paper and number 1 to 5 and write the words I am with a blank afterward, and to begin to identify the core of who you are, so that if you lose track of that and you get very focused on the details of your story, the details of the doing, you can begin to move yourself back into a place of alignment with who you are. And one of the things that I often recommend is that people also, as they claim who they are, that they actually say their name out loud, because we so rarely say our own name.
Isn't that true? Yeah, that's true.
There's something so powerful about that exercise, and it is often surprising what people will claim about themselves and what they won't claim, which is also interesting.
So in other words, someone would say to themselves, I am Zara Larson, I'm involved in radio, I am really energized by giving to other people. And then, like you say, if you look at the five statements and you say, huh, isn't that interesting, I don't make any mention of these three or four other aspects of my life that may have been more dominant another time. So you almost can see that this shift has been going on in real time.
That, and I also encourage people to make sure that they don't forget that they're more than the compilation of their accomplishments.
Yeah,
so there, yes, I am an author, and I also am an explorer. I am someone who takes risks. I am a discoverer. So those are very important parts of who I am that lead me to create my life in a certain way. And so as you are authoring your own story, it's important to really claim those essence qualities, those things about you that have more to do with the essence of who you are, that make sense in terms of the decisions that you make and the activities that you get involved in, the career that you've chosen, the way you relate to your significant other. All those things have to do with you and your essence. And the more aligned you are, the less struggle you have about those things.
And in fact, I'd say for our listeners in particular who are between jobs right now and perhaps looking for another career step, that's usually where resumes really miss the mark. If they're just a compilation of accomplishments, I guarantee that you're underestimating the power or the value you could make evident to others. Unless you can capture that essence, it usually doesn't resonate with folks.
Well, exactly. And I'll tell you the mistake that I have found myself making at times, and certainly I know this is common for a lot of people, and that is to tailor what we tell people about ourselves or what how we represent ourselves to what we believe we should be or how we feel we are reflected in other people's eyes, rather than focusing on how we want to represent ourselves in the world, regardless of what other people think about us or how they feel about us. Now, that's not an easy one to practice, but it is oftentimes when we have an outside-in focus versus an inside-out focus, we miss a large portion of our own story that is so important and so significant to us. And so when I talk to clients about looking at what their belief systems are and what have they believed to be true, so many of the times we come back to, well, you know, that's what I was always told, or that's what my mother told me, or that's what my boss told me. But is it true for you? And challenging that can be a very powerful part of authoring your own story, because you're able to sort out what is somebody else's truth about me and what is my truth about me.
Well, and by the way, we should also mention, though, sometimes those kind of reinforcing coaching comments from our parents, our siblings, our best friends are very, very positive. So this isn't just about the negative stuff. So we also want to make sure we self-assess the positive things so that, you know, equally is true for us.
Well, I always say I love turning to my cheerleaders when I'm in a down place, because I have people around me who reflect the parts of me that I sometimes overlook. So I think that's very important. And also, it's important to ask yourself, does this feel authentic to me?
Yeah, that's right.
Or have I really been vulnerable with these people so that they see the whole of me? Or am I just reflecting? Am I just showing them the parts that I want them to see? So there is that accountability piece again, and that piece of self-acceptance that says, you know, I am a compilation of all the parts of me, the parts that I'm proud of and the parts that I need to expand and explore more, the parts that I feel not so great about, and the parts that perhaps serve me well, and then the parts that don't serve me well. So it's multifaceted, this idea of authoring your own story. And of course, that was exactly my experience as I was writing Heart Wisdom, is that each time I would go back and re-edit and look at the way things were organized, it really reflected for me my own personal process, which is why it's been so meaningful to me to be able to speak about it and write about it and teach it.
Indeed. So it's a story within a story, and that's still creating itself, of course. We've been speaking with Diane Turner, by the way, and her business is Imagine That Coaching. She practices between Chicago and Tucson with clients all over the country, as well as hosts groups and special offsites and the like. In fact, you've got a workshop coming up, don't you, Diane?
I do. I have a workshop coming up in Tucson about creating a life of possibility. I just finished a talk for Rotary International here in Chicago, and all kinds of good stuff happening.
And tell us then about how Heart Wisdom is doing, your book.
So Heart Wisdom is it's getting a lot of play. It's really interesting. I've had a lot of media response and people who are very curious about it, people who know people who they feel could really benefit from it. So
don't you love that? That's the usual. Yeah, I'm going to buy 5 books to send to all of my family members or the people I work with.
Well, it's lovely, and I'm hoping to create even more. So really spreading the word, and I'm always surprised and gratified when people open the book and really find it to be useful for themselves.
Well, I know you also went to the extent of capturing some meditation, guided meditations and audio so that people can click their smartphone and go right in on the QR code or access the website. What kind of reaction have you gotten from those, the whole multi-sensory concept? Because you really have more than, quote, a book.
Right. Well, what's been very interesting is that when I explain to people that there's technology in the book, they look at me in a very puzzled way. And then as they take the book home and use it, and one client in particular who has been so supportive, it's part of her daily ritual. She listens to meditations every single day, and so she'll just open the book and listen to a meditation. And she said for her, just carrying it around, it feels so good because it has a texture that's very sensory. It's a very positive texture, and it just feels like a blankie. So I encourage people to pick it up as they see it and to open it. Of course, the artwork by Alan Martin, a Tucson artist who's becoming more and more famous as he gets older and older, and he's put some beautiful color illustrations in there and original poetry. So it's a wonderful opportunity for people to connect to their own stories, and I just provide them with the aesthetic balance to do that so they can really be inspired. And that's been really gratifying for me.
And, of course, of that poetry that was written by your son. So
yes, it was.
So now Seth has the opportunity to be a published author.
Right.
And has he gotten specific feedback in some of that poetry?
Not so much, but I think it's coming. It's really inspired him to just keep writing, and he's hoping at some point that he'll publish his own book of poetry, which will be great.
And we have a publisher then lined up for him. Not
yes,
a problem.
We do,
yes, we do.
Don't we?
That's great. Well, Diane Turner, thank you so much. Again, for our listeners, is DianeSTurner.com, and her book is Heart Wisdom. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch up with you next month.
Okay. Thanks, Doris.
Take
so much.
Care. You bet.
Bye-bye.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.